Valentine's Day is the American celebration of love, even though St. Valentine wasn't an American, and there's no evidence that he ever married. Indeed, most Americans know nothing at all about the saint whose life they commemorate on this day. It's a little curious that one of our secular holidays is still associated with a Catholic saint. But there may be some benefits in thinking about the saintliness of Valentine and the sanctity of love. The love we celebrate on Valentine's Day isn't all the love there is. It's not mother love or brotherly love or Courtney love. It's romantic love, the passionate feeling between just two people, the smallest possible orbit of love besides self-love. Although American society permits public displays of affection, most of us think of romantic love as primarily private. Romantic love may feel divine, and sometimes we even give each other candies called divinities. But churches don't generally canonize people for their expressions of romantic love. Look at a list of the saints, and you'll be hard-pressed to find many romantic young lovers. Valentine himself was a Christian martyr in Rome, a person who died for love, not for the love of a girlfriend or a spouse, but for the love of God and the Christian community. Saints like Valentine are generally people who push love beyond the boundaries of romance, who join passion with compassion, who pledge their faith and devotion, and not just to each other. Indeed, in classical interpretations, love was a thing of many splendors, and romance wasn't one of them. What we know today as romantic love really arose only in the 14th century, along with the beginnings of individualism. Before that, there was philia, or personal friendship, and there was eros, or sexual love. Romantic love is more or less the marriage of those two loves. But the classical tradition recognized at least two more kinds of love, caritas, or universal compassion, and agape, akin to Christian love. And the tradition taught that ideally, all of these loves were mutually reinforcing. In the face of modern American conceptions of romantic love as a private matter, contemporary theologian Dorothy Soella revives this complex classical tradition. In her wonderful book, To Work and to Love, she contends that we now use romantic love to escape the tribulations of the world. Our romantic love for each other is a heartfelt haven in a heartless world. Soella suggests that instead of isolating love from the community, we need to make our love in public. She contends that romantic lovers need a project in common, something they want to accomplish in the world and for the world. This might mean running a business or raising a family. It might mean involvement in church or community. It could entail participation in politics or social service. She says that the greatest such project is the quest for justice, the common project of building the kingdom of God. She puts it this way. Love is not separable from justice. The drive to make love and to make justice should be one. It will become one the more we overcome the current split between private and public life. Dr. America, however, has noticed that, curiously, this sentiment doesn't often appear on Valentine cards. But Soella is not alone in advocating a more encompassing kind of love. Recently, several other thinkers have also asked us to make love more inclusive. In an essay called The Ecology of Love, economist Hazel Henderson says that we should stop treating love as if it were a scarce commodity that we need to save exclusively for our significant other. Instead, she says, we can extend the circle of our care to be careful about our whole lives in the world. Likewise, biologist Edward O. Wilson thinks that our personal loves need to be married to a love for the planet, which he calls biophilia. And Harvard's Stephen Jay Gould agrees, contending that we cannot win this battle to save species and environments without forging an emotional bond between ourselves and nature as well, for we will not fight to save what we do not love. Such prophetic thinkers believe, almost literally, that love makes the world go round, and that we need a love as large and as rounded as our world. It's not a sentiment that fits easily on candy hearts, but it's still a sweet thought. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, heartfelt, from the heartland.